It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. The Oakland Unified School District is moving forward with a vaccine requirement for all staff and eligible students. The move could have a big impact on Black youth in particular. According to the latest data from the Alameda County Health Department, around 35% of Black kids 12 to 17 years old are fully vaccinated, far lower than the percentages of white and Asian kids in this age group who are fully vaccinated. The local public health initiative, Umoja Health, has been tracking and analyzing this data, and we're joined by its director, Dr. Kim Rhodes. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. Before we talk about the OUSD vaccine requirement, what is contributing to the vaccination rates, particularly among Black youth?
Well, I think the things that are contributing to the low vaccination rates among Black youth are the same things that are contributing to the relatively lower rates of vaccination in African-American adults. And especially since minors need consent from their parents, you will see the low rates of vaccination in parent age adults reflected in the vaccination rates and potentially the beliefs of the youth as well.
And so are we talking about a highly skeptical set of parents and for that reason, their children who could get the vaccine because they're old enough just simply aren't doing it because they can't get the consent?
Well, we certainly have seen at our vaccination sites, you know, students who express wanting to get the vaccine, but having a debate about how their parents might feel about it. But, you know, the typical kind of misinformation, influence of social media, and playing on sort of the historical harms that have been visited on African-American people in this country, you know, really add up to what we're seeing now. It's not necessarily about the science. And I appreciate your use of the word skepticism versus, you know, hesitancy, which I think has become highly racialized. But I also would just take a bit of an issue with skepticism just to say that I don't think the argument's going to be one on the basis of the science is good, because the science in this country has been played out and implemented in ways that have not necessarily been to the benefit of African-American people. So that argument isn't always going to win the day.
So turning back to this vaccine requirement at Oakland Unified School District, I spoke with Sam Davis, vice president of the OUSD School Board. He introduced the resolution on the requirement, and he actually talked about this challenge.
Low-income communities of color that are really, you know, there's skepticism due to systemic racism in our medical community. And so, you know, we don't want to be punitive. We want to make sure we're getting information out there.
So let me ask you, Dr. Rhodes, about this approach of not trying to be punitive. Do you think that that is important here?
Yeah, I think it's really smart. I mean, what I'm trying to say is there's a history that Black people have in relation not just to the medical system, but just in relationship to the education system, the legal justice system, right? So it's structural. For Black people in this country, there's always a punishment, right? So to have the approach be punitive is going to be, I guess I would call it, you know, triggering in a way. So I think to say we have to approach it in a way that's not punitive, I think is super important.
And for the young people themselves who express skepticism and who, in fact, you know, act on, they don't get the shot out of skepticism, what can be done to deal with that?
Well, what we're trying to do is organize, you know, the young people, because I think we don't know what to do. And as the mother of two teenagers, I do know that there are some times when the words no come because that's just what teenagers need to be saying at the moment. So what you're going to have to do is peel that apart from how people feel about the vaccine, which is largely emotional. Some of it is about facts and needing more information. Some of it is just very emotional. So I think that that's going to be a challenge for those of us who are no longer teenagers to really get inside of and pull apart. So We put together the Umoja Health Youth Mobilizers crew to start to survey, understand, hear what the concerns are, and then figure out where people are getting their information and then be in that space. And we know that that's going to be in the social media sphere, where we as public health practitioners and academic institutions, we don't show up in the right ways to be influential there. So what we're really doing is turning to the youth and saying, okay, what do we need to be doing? What are you hearing, or what are you understanding about how we can tease this problem apart, and really elevating, again, the leadership of people who are most impacted?
Over the summer, we spoke with a COVID youth ambassador in Contra Costa County. Her name is Rocio Tellez, and she's working to help raise awareness about COVID safety and vaccines. Here's a bit of what she told us.
Having a good influence on social media can really do a lot, especially since I feel like us teenagers, we trust other teenagers more than we really trust adults.
I want to ask you, Dr. Rhodes, how important is this trusted messaging, meaning made by young people for young people?
Yeah, it's, I mean, as you say, I'm going to reverse it. It's for us, by us, is FUBU. And it applies in every circumstance. So I think she's spot on. And I would be getting right behind her to say, how do I put resources into, you know, elevating how you communicate and how you see we should move forward? I mean, the reality of the whole situation is that these kids are going to inherit this world that we're making. So I'm not surprised they don't trust us either. So I think it is time for something different. And I think that difference is inclusion. And so if you're talking about how do we reach the youth, then what you're talking about is we need to talk to some youth.
Dr. Rhodes, thank you so much for talking to us.
My pleasure.
Dr. Kim Rhodes is director of Umoja Health, a partnership of public health agencies, UCSF, and community organizations focused on COVID outreach efforts in Black communities in Oakland. I'm Brian Watt. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.